USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is suggesting in a tweet that China is trying to outdo him in trade negotiations. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The president tweets that Chinese officials may be waiting until 2020 in case Democrats win the White House, thinking they might get a better deal with them than they will with him. Trump's saying that they would be wise to deal with him now because it will be far worse for them after he wins a second term. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about the Chinese trade situation at a conservative event in Beverly Hills on Saturday night.
The president's taking action to stop China from stealing our stuff.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he expects retaliation soon.
The expected countermeasures have not yet materialized. We may know more today or even this evening or tomorrow.
This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
In Texas, crews are working to clear the Houston Ship Canal after Friday's collision that released thousands of barrels of a gasoline blend product into the water. Jim Guidry with Kirby Inland Marine.
We currently have 393 responders in the field working to mitigate the impacts and clean up the spill. We've deployed 19,550 feet of boom, and that boom is deployed to deflect and protect the shoreline and the sensitive areas as identified in the area contingency plan.
Mississippi's governor has declared a state of emergency because of flash flooding, mostly in the southwest part of the state. Forecaster Patrick Burke is with the Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland.
We've had this slow-moving storm system that produced flooding in Houston, Texas area throughout the week, and that's now producing some flooding in areas near New Orleans and up through parts of Mississippi and Alabama.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Moviegoers are still flocking to see which Marvel superhero survives. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Avengers Endgame has retained its number one position at the domestic box office for a third week in a row, although Pokemon made the stateside battle somewhat close. The Marvel blockbuster beat newcomer Detective Pikachu, with Endgame earning $61.3 million stateside.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The movie's cumulative global box office is now $2.4 billion, with the superhero installment only second to James Cameron's all-time earner, Avatar. Legendary Entertainment and Warner Brothers' Detective Pikachu still made a solid entrance with $58 million in North American ticket sales in 4,200 theaters. Young men showed up the biggest numbers, with males making up 56% of the audience, 57% of which were under 25, according to The Hollywood Reporter.
All we can do is our best.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Western Panama was hit by a magnitude 6.2 earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 30 miles northwest of the coastal city of David. At least one person was injured, and some of the buildings there were damaged. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.